All right, everybody, welcome back. My Wave Podcast. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. I am super stoked to be sitting here with Ryan Bowie. He's going to be sharing his wave story. We'll get to know him here in just a minute. Wilmington native. And we are actually recording in our sponsor's shop. So the sponsor for this episode is Aussie Island Surf Shop. Aussie Island Surf Shop's been around the Wilmington area for 31 years, family owned, operated. Heard the story that the original owners come down from Raleigh every Saturday. Is that correct, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Dean's parents come in every Saturday, like clockwork.
That's incredible.
I don't think I've ever seen a Saturday when they're not here.
That's cool. So that's cool. You can check them out at AussieIsland.com. But they have everything you need for your beach goods and action sports, surfing, skating, snowboarding. Looking around the shop, you can get everything. I don't wear those. That section over there, that's the women's section. But yeah, check them out when you come to Wrightsville Beach. They're right there across from Tower 7 Restaurant. And then in Wilmington, they're over by the Target Shopping Plaza. So check them out, AussieIsland.com. Super excited to have them sponsoring this episode. I'm trying to get up with their team riders and listen to their team riders' most memorable wave. And so pretty stoked to have Ryan Bowie with us here in just a moment. But if you've been enjoying what you've been hearing, I'd love for you to buy me a coffee. Now, personally, we can meet at one of the coffee shops around here. But this is buymeacoffee.com/mywave. And it's an easy way to contribute to the work that we're doing here. And you can buy me a cup of coffee, $5 a cup. And you can buy me 10 cups if you want. I'm just glad I wouldn't be drinking 10 cups of coffee. That would be a bad day. Anyway, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, so Ryan grew up around here.
Yep, born and raised, born right there at New Hanover Regional.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, I actually live in the house that I came from the hospital in.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was kind of, some family friends had it,
and yeah,
they were selling it, so I was like, you know.
Really?
Looking for a house.
So they sold it, and then you were looking to buy. It came back on the market.
Yeah, it was just happened to be like perfect timing. And
yeah,
I was like, why not? That'd be cool.
That's great. That's great. What do you do for a living other than surf?
I used to be a CNC machinist.
Okay.
That was kind of what I was doing in the past, you know, 2 years. I wanted to surf more, so I ended up starting a construction business. And
really?
It's, you know, construction's booming around here right now with everybody moving. And things have been going good.
Surfing good.
More, making more money. So
fantastic. Surfing more and making more money. You know, sometimes I ask people about how surfing has affected their life. And there's so many guys, so many girls that really make their living so that they can surf.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the quintessential, like, good job is, you know, when the waves are good.
Yeah.
I'm in the water.
why do you think, what's going on in our minds as surfers that we want to structure life around?
There's just something about being in the water. It's always done, you know, wonders for me. Like, you know, you feel you can have something that's bothering you, you can go out, surf.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing you're thinking about. You're like, where's the next wave? Like, do I got to paddle around this guy to get this?
Right, right. No, there's a podcast I did, and I've referenced it last couple podcasts, but it just, Dr. Tony Puente.
Oh, yeah, I know.
At UNCW?
Yep, I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, have you ever surfed with him there at South End?
Yeah, he was out last Friday.
And, yeah.
Him and a couple of the old guys.
Yeah, yeah, great interview.
Oh, yeah.
Check it
out.
He's
such a cool guy.
He really is. He really is. It's called Surfing State of Mind, if you check it out on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah. But because he talks about the why, he answers that question for us. Why? Why do we do what we do when it comes to surfing? And why is it such a, whether it's spiritual or whether it's just a mental release or whatever. And he calls it being present.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a very, like, in the moment kind of thing. You're not worried about what, you know, usually what's happened 5 minutes ago or what may happen 5 minutes from now.
Yeah. Even when the guy drops in on you,
you
get frustrated, but then it's gone.
Yeah. Like,
right. Yeah. We had a little bit of dropping in on last week with Hurricane Henri.
Oh, yeah. It was, that was probably, it still amazes me the amount of people in the water now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember being 10, 12, 13 years old and surfing right there by Crystal Pier, and, you know, you'd have, it'd be pumping and there'd be 10 guys in the water. Now kinda, there's like 100.
Yeah, kind of like CB is now.
Yeah, like yeah. CB, yeah.
Might need to take more trips down there on good days.
We won't tell anybody about
that. No, lots of sharks in CB.
Yep.
Don't go there. So you mentioned when you were 10, 12 surfing at Crystal. When did you start surfing?
I've always played a lot of sports growing up. I was always a very athletic kid, soccer, t-ball, roller hockey, you name it, I probably played it for
right.
a little while. And I remember I was playing roller hockey, and my dad had bought like a WRV fun board, and we were down at the beach one day, and I was like, let me go try this. And I got one, and I took off and was able to like turn down the line. And
yeah.
Roller hockey was out the window, and I was like, Dad, I remember finishing out the roller hockey season, and I'd go to roller hockey practice with a surfboard on top of the car so we could roll out right
nice.
When we got done to go to the beach.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, surfing is started consuming. Do you have any other hobbies, outlets like that that you'd enjoy?
Not really. I've always enjoyed woodworking, so
okay.
that's kind of why, I ended up getting in construction. Being a machinist, you always, you're working with your hands as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, being able to create stuff is usually, kind of an outlet. Like if the waves are flat, I'll go in the garage and build something.
Yeah. So talking about your business here, so you a finished carpenter or what do you?
So that's kind of our niche is we kind of do everything. The name of our business is Groundswell
okay.
Renovation and Repair.
Nice.
So, we do sheetrock painting, finished, trim, cabinetry, just about anything, and that's kind of our niche is we can come in and do it all. You don't have to call a painter
mm-hmm,
and a sheetrock
mm-hmm.
guy.
Okay.
And a finished carpenter.
Yeah.
We can roll in there and knock it all out.
Fantastic. You have a website for that or just?
We have a Facebook page, Groundswell Renovation Repair.
There you go. If you're in the Wilmington area, you travel outside the Wilmington area for work?
Yeah, we'll travel up to about an hour or so
okay.
usually.
Okay.
If the job's right, we'll go. Anyway.
There you go. Second sponsor for the show, ladies and gentlemen, Groundswell.
Yeah, thank
renovations.
You.
Yeah,
renovations. Yeah, it's we do a lot of commercial stuff too.
Good.
So it's fun. We do a lot with Cape Fear Commercial and a
all
couple
right.
other companies in town.
Fantastic. Hey, want to talk about your wave though? The one wave. One.
Oh man.
The one wave that you would want to close your eyes and relive. And I know that's tough. You grew up around here. Started surfing young. You've seen a lot of good hurricane swells.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, like, I always think back to, like, when I was younger. I was like, man, the waves were so much better. And then I was thinking, I was like, it's probably because I wasn't as tall. You know what I mean? Like, I was, probably a foot shorter. And
right.
Everything, every wave was a foot bigger than what it is now.
So perspective.
Yeah. Man, I was thinking about this on the ride over here to come do this. And it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, I did a solo trip to Puerto Rico. Like, I was trying to get some friends to go. Nobody could end up going. I was like, I want to go. I got this time off. Like, looks like there's going to be swells. So I took off, stayed in a couple hostels, and just kind of ping-ponged around.
Yeah.
I met a couple cool guys. I met a guy from Australia, this guy Craig, and we kind of hit it off. And
yeah.
We just
doing the same thing.
Yeah, we became instant buddies, and like it was very like natural and cool. And he surfed well, and we were staying in Rincon, and it was March. It was kind of a late swell in the year. Late cold front pushed off the continental U.S. and it was probably 10, maybe some 12-foot sets rolling through, like, faces.
Wow.
We were surfing dogmans, lower dogmans, kind of, Trace was starting to kind of feather.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was, like, right before dark, wind was howling, and just happened to be blowing the right way. And
What would be an offshore wind or a good wind for?
It's, like, an east, south, I think it was blowing, like, southeast, so it was blowing straight up the rights, and it was just, it was super fun. It was, it was just big enough to kind of raise the hair, but it wasn't like you might drown situation.
Yeah. Sure,
so
sure.
It was right at that perfect size. And like, I remember I was getting ready. I was like, man, I'm just going to catch one more in. And it was the last wave of the night. And it was just a big, like, open dogman's, like, right tube.
All right.
Just throaty. Like.
All right. So hold on. So you're down in Puerto Rico on a whim trip.
Yeah. Super solo. Like,
how long were you down there?
I think I stayed 10 days that time.
Okay. Had it been decent, good?
It was good the whole time. I remember like the first night I got there, I stayed at, I think it was like Lost Souls Hostel or something in Aguada.
Okay.
And Aguada's kind of like, it was kind of seedy and, but it was, I don't know, it was super cool. Like we were, and that hostel actually sits just on the other side of Table Rock.
Okay.
And it was,
is that Table Rock up at Surfers Beach?
No, that's Survivor Beach? Tabletop.
Tabletop. Okay. Yeah.
So this is Table Rock down in Aguada.
Uh-huh.
And, it was pumping.
Yeah.
First day, it was, you know, I think that was my first trip to Puerto Rico as well.
Had you traveled other places?
I had been to Costa Rica when I was younger. And that was about it. You know, I've traveled up and down the East Coast, mm-hmm. California multiple times.
Where's your favorite East Coast spot?
East Coast spot? New Smyrna.
Yeah?
I love that little wedge there. It's, you know, it is the shark bite capital, but that wave, I don't know, I got a special, just a special connection with that wave.
It's, yeah.
Super fun.
Huh. That's cool. I've never, I've traveled through Florida. I have friends in Florida. I've never surfed in Florida.
Dude, it's so... There's something about like New Smyrna. It's just like you can drive out on the beach. Like it's super cool vibe. Like
yeah.
When I was growing up, that was like when Aaron Cormican was down there, and he was always, you know, when the air guy on the East Coast when I was coming up, and it was always fun to go down there, and he'd usually be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
that's cool.
It was good times.
That's cool. Now, how old are you now?
I am 35.
35. So you've been at this a little while.
Yeah, I've been, you know, it's been 20, I'd say 25 years probably now.
Good.
So.
Yeah. During that 25 years, you'd mentioned, you know, New Smyrna being a little sharky, and you mentioned the spot that you're surfing down in Puerto Rico wasn't like, It didn't raise the hair on the back of your head yet.
Yeah.
What's the sketchiest you've ever had in the water? Like
sketchy. Like it's kind of funny. It's back right there. It's probably, you know, 200 yards up the beach right there at Maria's.
Oh, really?
And this year we went in February. Another big swell. Trace had been breaking like 2 days before we had been there, and it was a really good trace swell last winter, and. It was kind of dying off and we were looking at it. It was like late in the afternoon, kind of wind was kind of side shorey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yeah, we could probably go. It should be fine. We paddle out at Maria's and I'm sitting out the back, what I thought was out the back.
Oh no.
And I turn around and there's, you know, a 14 foot face getting ready to break. I'm riding a 5'11 round tail and I'm like, oh great. And so I literally just swan dive off my board, make it under the first one. Wasn't anything crazy. Then I'll pop up and there's another one.
Oh boy.
I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess we're doing this. And so we do it again. And then finally, like the third one, I don't think the third one was as big as the first two. Because I think at this point I had gotten drug in so far that I didn't realize I'd gotten drug in.
Yeah.
And so the last one, I was like, all right, I'm going to just duck dive this one and kind of pop up and, like, make sure when I pop up I'm, like, facing the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll kind of slingshot me at the beach. And I kind of did that and got tossed a couple times. But, yeah, that was – I still have a little PTSD moments about that one every once in a while.
Yeah.
I get thinking about it, I'm like, oh, man.
Oh.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
And I was, like, with a bunch of my good friends.
Were they in the similar boat?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, all of them were, like, they had gotten pushed down, like, 50, 60 yards. So they were kind of off the corner of it. Mm. And I took the peak. I was the only one that took the peak right on the head.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, now, Ryan, part of what we want to do on this podcast is when terms are used, different words are used, is to kind of become a lexicon, yeah, you know, of words. You had said out the back. Describe what do you mean by out the back?
So out the back usually is like, you know, you're sitting further than you would think most set waves are, you know, where you could get into a set wave.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, kind of sitting further out than, you know, you normally would probably be the best way to describe that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you bringing, you know, definitions.
Yeah, there's so many, like, funny surfer terms.
There are. You know. There are. And in fact, here in just a moment, ladies and gents, I'm gonna attempt something new on this podcast, and it's called I don't know, Hang 10, 10 over the nose. I don't know what I'm gonna call it. But maybe, hey, this is a perfect segue. We'll go ahead and send it. We'll send it right now, Ryan. All right, you're my first test pilot on this. And basically, this is going to be 10 questions, and they'll change from podcast to podcast. Like, after we're done, I'm going to ask you, what would have been a good question to ask for the Hang 10?
All right, sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, so here you go. Number one, favorite wax.
Favorite wax. It's changed over the years. I used to be a huge Sticky Bumps fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's pretty much gone to Quick Humps base coat with Foo top coat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foo ripped every hair I had off my chest. Yeah. I only had three.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the Foo. It'll take your nipples off if you're not careful.
Very good. All right, secondly, best post-session eats around town?
Playa Bowls. Yeah. All right. Surf Berry. I bounce back and forth.
Yeah. What do you get?
Surf Berry is always the Benny B Bowl.
local name.
Yeah. You got to love Ben Bourgeois, man. He's been an icon around here for a long time. And then Playa Bowls, we usually do Pura Vida Bowl with peanut butter added.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
What is a go-to website or app when you're searching for waves?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to divulge one of my secrets
here. Uh-oh.
So I found this app made by some kiteboarders and windsurfers called Wind Alert.
Okay.
And it uses a couple different, Lola Forecast and some other forecasts. I'm not 100% sure which ones. But, it's usually always spot on with wind.
Okay.
And swell direction and when there's going to be waves.
Very good. So Wind Alert.
Wind Alert.
Is that an app or just
it's
website?
It's an app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's
sweet.
It's a red box with a yellow, like arrow.
Yeah.
Arrowhead, yeah.
Well, earlier I was here and... Zach was showing me some swell that just popped up or some little depression that's popped up. Or something like that.
Yeah, everybody's saying, next weekend.
Yeah.
End of next week could get good.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I'm ready for some
popper. Henri kind of teased us.
Yeah, it was a really weird, all the strong winds were on like the northeast side, I guess it would have been. Northeast. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as it got parallel with us, the swell just faded.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was thinking Saturday was, everybody was calling Saturday morning was going to be like the time.
Yeah.
Offshore, should have been, at least head high. And it was like waist high and clean.
Oh, man. now, Monday.
Monday. Yeah, I heard Monday turned back on.
Yeah, Monday was a surprise.
It was like a sneaky one.
Yeah, I looked at the cam. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I think, did I surf Monday? Oh, yeah, I surfed down at South End Monday.
Yeah, I was at South End from about 6:30 till 9.
Yeah, I was surfing with 900 people on the north side.
No, I was on the south side. Yeah. It wasn't that many there.
Yeah, it looked like it was kind of thin. It was kind of thin on the north side. Like, there was, Puente was out, mm-hmm. and, my dad was out there. My dad stand up paddle boards. He's got a neck issue, so
okay,
he can't really lay down anymore.
Oh,
I always heckle him about
calling him old man and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, be nice. Yeah. Hey, question number four: Inland waves, Surf and Ranch, BSR, or other? Which is your choice?
To me, I think a private session at BSR to get the air section would be like bucket list.
Okay. Like, okay. Cool.
I think Surf Ranch would be fun, but just, I can take a trip and go get barreled.
Very good. Hey, if you had 1 hour coffee with a surfer, who would it be?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I'd say Bobby Martinez.
Okay. Bobby Martinez. Why?
I just always thought his outlook on things was very, unique.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very unique individual. He's not your cookie cutter like pro tour surfer like Mick, Joel, Slater, all your normals. Either him, I'd say Bobby or Andy.
Okay.
Irons for sure.
All right. All right. If you could take a trip anywhere, where?
Oh, man. Probably the Mint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boat trip, you know, macaronis, bank vaults, all those places just look so fun.
Goofy or regular?
I'm regular.
All right. If you could take, if you could choose only one board for the rest of your life.
Oh, man.
What board would it be?
So Bobby's probably going to hate me for this one if he listens to it. I had a, I've got a Firewire Dominator 2 in my arsenal before I started riding for Bobby. At Action.
Okay.
For everybody who doesn't know Bobby. It goes in anything.
Okay.
It's a 5.8. And, you know, I'm 5'10", 180. I ride a 5.8 at, you know, I think it's like 19 and a half wide, maybe a little wider, maybe 20. And it just goes in anything.
Nice.
I've been riding it as a quad lately. I rode it in that Henri Swell Friday down at CB, and it was overhead, and I was riding it as a quad, and it held.
Nice.
You know.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I love it. Warm water and okay waves, or cold water and consistent waves?
Cold water and consistent waves. No crowd.
And then, lastly, you might be a kook if
you wear white sunglasses.
There we go. There we go. Thanks, Ryan, for being my guinea pig on the hang 10, whatever we're going to call it.
Yeah, that was fun.
But that was cool. So let's get back to Puerto Rico. Let's get back to Puerto Rico in this one wave that.
Oh, yeah. So we were at Dogman's right before. I mean, it was almost completely dark. Just dropped in. I didn't even know I was going to make it, to be honest. I just kind of dropped in, pulled up in it, and it just stayed open from start to finish, you know, full stand-up barrel.
Yeah.
I'm probably definitely the best wave of my life, for sure. And it was, you know, 8-foot face, easy.
Yeah.
Just super fun. Like,
so stood up and just tucked just, right in?
Yeah, just kind of knifed it in and then kind of set my line and just stood tall and got tubed.
No way. How long do you think you were in?
You know, everything slows down in the barrel, so it's probably, you know, it was probably honestly a 3 or 4 second barrel, but you know, it felt like 10.
Right. Right.
Right.
Have you ever had a barrel longer than?
No, that's probably the longest one. Actually, I take that back. There was one day at Masonboro. The left was working off the jetty.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it do it in forever. And personally, I think my backhand barrel riding is better than my forehand.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know. I think, you know, having the hand on the rail, kind of being able to regulate your speed a little more, you know, drag the butt, drag your body parts and arms.
Right.
And all that. So, dude, it was, that was a good one. I haven't seen it break off the jetty and a long time.
Huh, is that just swell direction, sand? Just
swell direction, sand. Yeah. All the elements got to come together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like South Jetty at Wrightsville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it break off the rocks and you kick out on the sand.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy. Well, so big question is, you're in this barrel. Where were your friends? Were they able to witness?
That was that trip that no one. I didn't.
Oh, you're by yourself.
Yeah, I was by myself.
How about the Aussie? The Australian guy you met?
I think he was out the back. He was kind of sitting on the next peak up, kind of near Pistons.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting down a little bit more towards, like, almost lower Dogmans. And so we were kind of not really sitting near each other.
Yeah, okay.
And so, you know, it's kind of one of those, like,
yeah,
nobody really knows except for me kind of thing.
Hey, but that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Sometimes you want your friends on the inside paddling back out.
Oh, yeah.
To catch it all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, other times, you know, just, was it, it was that Monday, that past Monday, that sneaker.
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed the log because I was like, the tide's filling in. It's probably not going to last. And took off on this log behind the lip a little bit, and it just pitched.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and I was in, and then I was out. You know, half a second later.
Yeah.
But I giggled out loud.
Yeah, you're just like, where'd that come from?
There was nobody. And it was like, whoo-hoo! You know, like, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that's the one thing I love about surfing is, like, you know, that was like, I surfed this afternoon, and it was, you know, it was probably thigh high, blowing 30 miles an hour mm-hmm. in the south. And that one wave can, you know, can make a session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be good at all. And I was trying a new board that Bobby let me kind of ride. He was like, here, try this.
Yeah.
We've been working on getting some boards dialed in.
Yeah. So talk about actions. Yeah, surfboards.
So it was probably about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby was kind of looking for somebody to do some kind of R&D stuff. And so, you know, he was talking to Zach and Chris, and they kind of linked us up. And, you know, I got some boards from him. I was kind of told him what I was riding. And, you know, we've been kind of working on boards ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I've had a couple small wave boards. I got a really good four barrel from them right now that I love riding. It's probably a touch too thin, but for some reason, like, it's got a little fuller nose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like that Dominator I was talking about earlier. And it just goes, especially around here. Like, you know, most days are not that great, and it'll get up and roll. And
yeah. What's the history of Action?
So Action, Bobby has been shaping boards. Oh man. I mean, I remember when I was 14 or 15, when I first started riding for Aussie, the first two boards I ordered when I got on the team were from Bobby,
mm-hmm.
were Actions. And I got two. I remember it was crazy. Whenever we first linked up, he actually pulled up the old order form from whenever I ordered boards back in, I think it was like 01.
Really?
And still had the order form.
With the measurements and everything.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy Bob is. He's just, so like, I think one was like a 6.0, 19, 2 3/8, and the other one was like a 6.1, 18 and 3/4,
yeah.
2 3/8, round tail.
How have you seen the progression in the surf board making industry?
I think with, the ability to have the machines,
mm-hmm.
excuse me,
mm-hmm.
is
no edits. No, yeah, edits.
A candid moment there. So I think the ability to have them like CNC machines, because I come from a machinist background, like the ability to where like Bobby can cut me a board and be like, hey, and then, you know, I'll ride it and be like, hey, man, it doesn't want to get up in the lip enough. You mm-hmm. know, maybe let's try a touch more tail rocker. It's so influential to be able to make those minute corrections and not have to take 20 measurements off an old board.
Mm.
And I'm sure, especially for touring pros now, they can be like, all right, so this board worked really well. Let's make five of these.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get another three that will work just as good.
Yeah. Yeah,
Just the ability to repeat rocker profiles, and I think a lot of it is rocker. Being able to regenerate those rocker profiles day in, day out,
mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know,
yeah.
you're able to fine-tune everything so much better.
Yeah, so Ryan, you're sponsored by Aussie Island Action Surfboard, Dakine. How'd the Dakine come about?
So the Dakine thing kind of just started a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
With Brad Holland. Not 100% sure where he's out of. I think he's the regional rep for Dakine. And we, you know, Zach knew I was getting boards, and we were, you know, we were doing trade-ins with Bobby. And so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was going through a lot of grips. I have to ride grips. I always have, always right. will. And, you know, 90% of the time they're Dakine grips.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I've always ridden. I've always ridden the Andy Irons grip,
mm-hmm.
from day one, pretty much.
Like, yeah.
You know, not, you know, all but one of my boards has it. AI grip on it.
And the reason I ask is because you're mentioning all these different, you know, fine tuning of boards and different things. And to be a sponsored surfer, you have a little bit of an edge over the everyday.
Yeah,
surfer.
I would say so. I grew up surfing contests with, you know, Mark Yonkers, Rob Brown, Matt Gilligan, Richard Gilligan, Shane Upchurch. And I used to pal around with Shane all the time. I wish she would get back in the water, but that's another subject. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those guys today, like, I credit them for where my surfing is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, being in the water with guys that, you know, were on the tippy top of, you know, the region, especially the regional people, like, mm-hmm. Being able to surf with them day in, day out was...
Right.
You know, without a doubt, pushed me.
Yeah. So it pushed you to up your level. But what kind of advice would you give to someone that's, they've graduated from the Wavestorm?
Yeah.
They're wanting to get into, you know, a fiberglass board or something. What kind of advice would you give them, you know?
So one thing that helped me out, I credit to Tony Butler. You know, I was, before I rode for Aussie, I rode for Sweetwater down at Wrightsville Beach. And I was looking at ordering a new board. It was I think it was a Cannibal from down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's still making boards today, too. And I was like, you know, Tony, what should I get? He was like, well, you know, you're growing. Like, you're going to, I'd get, you know, a board with a little more volume than you're really used to. Maybe a little longer, and that board helped improve my rail surfing
mm-hmm.
better than anything I probably could have done on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Between that, and I was always a steward of studying surf videos.
Okay.
Like watching their weight transfer, where's their weight in their bottom turn, where, you know, where's their weight when they come off the lip, mm-hmm. like how, you know, how do they rotate in this air, or, you know, just really like sitting down and like analyzing the fine details,
mm-hmm.
And watching surf videos. Like, I don't just watch a surf video to watch a surf video.
Right.
Like, usually I'm analyzing technique.
Yeah.
more times than not, I always am, you know, looking at technique, how, you know, that's like, lately I've been watching a lot of Parker Coffin,
mm-hmm.
Video, just the way he rotates his shoulders on his backhand turn. It's a lot like Bobby Martinez.
Hmm.
And I know that he always accredits to, they're both goofy foot, and they're both from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just the way that they rotate their shoulders coming up into the lip, like on a backside, like turn or whatever you want to call it, hack or,
mm-hmm.
It's not like anybody else.
Yeah.
And it's so visible how far they rotate their shoulders. That allows them, I mean, you can watch him, he goes straight vertical every time.
Hmm.
And just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like the little things most people probably would have never even saw.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that your work with engineering and, you know, machinery, and now the work that you're doing, you know, in construction, plays out through your life in surfing? The details, the fine points, analyzing what works, what...
I've always been like if I'm going to do anything, that's like the other day when I was cutting the grass, I was like, it was 100 degrees outside and I have a push mower and mm-hmm. my backyard's probably a quarter acre at least. And so I was out there cutting the grass and I was like, I'm just going to plow through it. I don't care if it looks like crap. And then I found myself, you know, recutting sections because I had missed a couple spots. Mm. And I've always just been a perfectionist. Like, mm-hmm. not to like a fault, but I can't do anything half-assed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just not in my blood. That's, you know, my grandpa would probably smack me if he knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
he's not around anymore. But you know, I know he would not approve. So,
of a bad cut job,
yeah,
or
yeah, because like I used to cut his grass at his house when he got older.
Yeah,
he died of lung cancer.
Oh,
and So, like, I'd cut the grass, and I'd be like, oh, I'm done. He was like, no, you're not. And so he was just like, oh, he was from Mississippi, and uh-huh. just old, like, southern, you know, tough as nails, worked in fertilizer plants, and, you know. So he was, you had to do it right the first time to get approval.
Good deal. Good deal. What's next in surfing? What do you think the next step is, especially I'm thinking your level, you know, you're competing.
I haven't been competing as much lately.
Okay.
I was doing some judging with the ESA and just last year and kind of the year before, and business has just gotten so busy I can't. And our ESA district has gotten so big that it's a 2-day event now. Mm-hmm. There's just no way around it.
Right.
And I just can't commit. And so, you know, I would, there's a contest coming up in Myrtle Beach. I've been kind of rolling around trying to kind of make time mm-hmm. to do it. That's kind of what I have to do. But really, I've just been kind of enjoying surfing again. I had a long battle with substance abuse from my early 20s till about, it'll be 3 years ago in January. So
You've been sober?
Yeah, that I've been clean.
Awesome. Keep it up,
clean,
man.
Clean, sober, the whole nine. No mood or mind-altering substances.
Good deal.
About the only thing I use nowadays is CBD,
mm-hmm.
Which that's for inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing that helps with. And, Aussie sells Medterra products. I'm a big advocate. And, you know, I've never been, especially since I've gotten clean, like I don't like eating ibuprofen all the time and all that. And since it's, you know, from the earth, it's all organic, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, tested thoroughly. It helps me more than anything.
Yeah.
It was like, was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday I was shoveling rock out of the back of my truck and my back spasmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this CBD pain cream that, Aussie sells, and I coated it down 3 or 4 times with that, put some ice on it, and that's like, you know, when I got up this morning I could barely move, and then now I went surfing this afternoon.
Yeah
And my back feels fine.
That's good.
It's a little sore, but you know, it didn't bother me in the water. So
yeah, well I'm so glad that you're clean.
Yeah, thank you. It's been very fulfilling.
How has that helped even your surfing,
man? Like, I've had so many people over the last year and a half. Just, it's like now that, like, my mind's able to function properly. My surfing, I feel like my surfing's gotten better, you know, every time I get in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to, you know, kind of focus on what I'm doing in the water. I'm not just kind of, like, on autopilot, all blown out. So...
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, it's been good. I feel like my fitness is getting better. I need to get back on my workout routine. Been kind of slacking on that, but
that's all right, man.
Yeah,
one step at a time.
Dude, I mean, I do physical labor at work,
right?
So
right.
It's not too bad.
Well, good deal. Well, Ryan, you know, we've been wrapping up our podcast with kind of this insight, this question, the history of surfing. You know, it goes back to Polynesians and everything. But there's a reference in a really old manuscript called the Bible.
Oh yeah.
And it's in Acts 27. So the record there says there was a nasty storm, ship ran aground on a reef, started to break up, and everybody said, if you can swim, swim. So everybody swam in that could, and then the ship got busted up. And it said that everybody made it safely to shore, some on pieces of the ship, and then the last part says, and some on boards. And so in my warped way of thinking, could that be an early reference to...
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Surfing.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, even if they... weren't standing up, it could be the first bodyboarder, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, you're right. And you know, the one record said there was about over 200 on that ship. So you know, there was one or two of those guys were like, dude, that was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if they used dude back then, but
yeah, I'm sure they're like, hey, man, that was fun.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it was
this
fun.
Evening, and man, I appreciate it. A lot of insight, and look forward to maybe seeing you in the water.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, now that I know, we've probably crossed paths.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah, and you're probably like, who's that old cuckoo there?
Nah.
Oh, good deal. Well, hey, y'all check out AussieIsland.com if you're in the Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach area. Swing in, say hey to the folks, super friendly. And yeah, thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon.